Shoot to Kill by James Craig. Read by Joe Jameson.
Inspector Carlyle?
Shit. He could see the door and, beyond it, the real world. Life going on outside this asylum, waiting for him to jump right in and disappear. All he had to do was keep walking.
Inspector?
John Carlyle hesitated, cursing as he did so. He should have taken the back exit.
Inspector!
Gritting his teeth, Carlyle tried to fix the approximation of a smile onto his face as he wheeled around and said,
Yes?
Angie Middleton, one of the newer desk sergeants, waved a sheet of A5 paper at him, a standard-issue worried look on her face. A massive black woman, she was sporting the kind of look that she normally reserved for times when the canteen had prematurely run out of her favourite roast beef and Yorkshire pudding. It suggested despair, laced with the slightest threat of impending violence. Carlyle stopped about a foot from the desk, in the hope that he could still make a getaway.
What is it?
We've had a report of a suspicious package, she said, suddenly lowering her voice.
She thrust the note towards him.
But I'm off the clock, he thought wearily.
Yes,
he repeated, making no effort to take it from her. A suspicious package in London was about as suspicious as a pigeon in Trafalgar Square, and probably a lot less dangerous.
It's in your building,
Middleton added somewhat belatedly, her voice now barely a whisper. The inspector tensed.
Winter Garden House?
Winter Garden House, where he lived with his wife and daughter, was a 1960s block of flats in the northeast corner of Covent Garden, near to Holborn Tube. A mixture of owned and rented properties, its inhabitants mainly consisted of low and middle-income families and others who qualified for social housing. The idea that anyone would want to try and blow it up was, quite frankly, ludicrous. But that was the thing about the so-called war on terror. No one ever sought to deploy the weapon of common sense. Angie nodded.
Yeah.
Grabbing the piece of paper, he turned and hurried towards the exit, quickly scanning the details of the call as he did so.
EOD are on their way!
Angie shouted after him. The Met's Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit was a group of ex-army officers called to deal with suspected improvised explosive devices. In the aftermath of an explosion, they were also called to the scene, in order to determine its cause.
They should be there in about 5 or 6 minutes.
Great, thought Carlyle as he lengthened his stride. The whole bloody circus is about to descend on us. It just gets better.